Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1425. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Dayif Ben Rav Aaron Zizel. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas Rav Moshe and Lerufu Shleim Eliza Chana Chaya Bas Shendel Sarah Lerufu Shleim Yehudis Chava Bas Libar Nina. Getting back to the halachas of Hachana L'chol. So interesting question. Could I learn on Shabbos? And I'm doing it specifically. We'll talk about. We'll break it up. It's two different, if you want to call it categories, sort of, in the same inyan. But I want to learn on Shabbos for a test that I'm having Sunday. Now, let's say Limudei HaKodesh, right? I'm in yeshiva, and I know I have a big bechina, I have a big test on Sunday, so I'm learning specifically. Let's say I have to learn a Blat Gemara, for example, right? I have to learn a Blat Gemara, and I have to review it. But I wouldn't be learning it like this. I'm doing it specifically for 100% for Sunday's test bechina that I'm having from my Rebbe when I come back to yeshiva, right? We'll talk about, again, if it's a different type of test in English and these type of things, or somebody's having another test, we'll talk about that separately. But let's take the easy question first, right? So I want to learn a Blat Gemara, but no reason at all for learning, just simply for that test. So am I allowed to do it? What do you mean? It's for Sunday, Monday. It's Limud. I'm learning, I'm preparing for something that's going to be done during the week. So maybe I can do it, maybe it's Achana, maybe that Blat Gemara I can't learn. I have to learn a different Blat Gemara. No. So the Sefer Oitzra Lachis brings down, it's a Dava Pasha, obviously, but just it's important to talk about it. Nobody should think that I can't learn this thing because I'm doing it for something which will be during the week. Torah is Torah. He says, "Haloi med letzerech chol." Right? Somebody learned for the week. They could go in the sader, as a shir, or let's say somebody's preparing a shir, a drasha. I'm preparing. I have a big drasha to say of a shir to give on Sunday, Monday, right during the week. And that's why I'm working on this sugya, the certain thing I'm working on. I wouldn't be working on it anyways. I'd be learning something else on Shabbos, but I have this shira, I have this drasha to prepare. So I have Shabbos, I have more time, so I'll do it on Shabbos. I'm not writing, I'm just learning this, the inyan. So he brings down, there would be no problem at all. Halomid l'tzarech chol, kagoyin l'sader eze shir, oy drasha, oy l'tzarech bechina, or some sort of a test, like we said before, my Rebbe's giving me a test. Tzarech likach al limud, kagoyin bachir yeshiva, right? Somebody's in yeshiva. Or a magid shir, or giving a drasha, or giving a shir, something like that. Ein b'zeh mishum hachana l'chol. No problem. It's not hachana l'chol. You don't have to worry about it, right? Don't say that I would be learning something else instead. So if I learn this, it's hachana l'chol. It's preparation for the week. No problem. Why? Kevin she'etzem halimud hu mitzvah. Learning Torah is a mitzvah. So you have a mind. Okay, like we said, bedafka, don't go ahead and say it out. I'm learning this Omid Gemara specifically for my test. Okay, that maybe one should be careful not to say. But the Etzem Limud HaTorah, of course, is a mitzvah. No greater mitzvah than learning Torah on Shabbos, right? And we mentioned in the past, I think it was a Ben Ishchai. I heard it just recently again also. I'm pretty sure it was a Ben Ishchai that says one word of Torah on Shabbos, while we're on the subject. One word of Torah on Shabbos is Keneged 1,000 words of Torah during the week. So you know, if somebody could slip out another few words of learning Torah on Shabbos, you times it by 1,000. Okay, times it by 1,000. Not bad. So what it means learning of our Torah on Shabbos. But even over here, that's the point. Even over here, came to etzem alimud hu mitzvah. Since he's doing the mitzvah of learning, even though he has a mind for afterwards, don't say it out. But I'm learning. Finish. It's just like lahavdul, the sleep, right? I sleep the extra hour. Just don't say it. Who cares what your kavan is? You're learning. You're finished. That's the bottom line. So, okay. So now the harder part, actually, when it comes to if somebody's studying for a test, now we're not talking about, of course, we're not talking about writing, we're not talking about all these different type of things, nobody's doing Chil Shabbos. I'm just studying for a test, I'm reading textbooks and these different type of things. Now, obviously, one should not spend their time doing that on Shabbos, but these things do come up. So I just want to mention one thing. It's when this comes up, it's a machloikis, what, when, and where. It also depends what you're learning and what you're reading. There's a whole bunch of halachas, which Bezrus Hashem, I hope to get to one day, with the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, what you're allowed to read on Shabbos, what not. You can't read advertisements. People sit and read magazines and newspapers. You can't read advertisements on Shabbos. I mean, I'm just, this is a side note, by the way. Person has to know, you know, people are reading magazines and newspapers. You got to be very careful with these things. So, but we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it when we get to that. There's a whole set of halachas how to work with it. So if somebody, for whatever reason, as a test, have a major test coming up this week, and not again, not in learning, not in Lashon HaKodesh. That we said is good. That's no problem. I'm allowed to learn on Shabbos. Why can't I learn? Whatever my reason is, that's no problem. But when it comes to all these different other subjects, English subjects or whatever, or a person studying for a big test and whatever it might be in school, right? So one definitely should ask a Rav. Ask the Rav how to go about it. It's not just the preparation for the week part, the Hachana part, which is in itself not so simple, but what you're allowed to read. And I'm not going to go through right now all the different things, what you could read, what you can read. It's a whole big subject, and it's a whole set of shiurim which we have to go through, and we have to explain how that works, what, when, and where. But if it pertains, I just want to mention, if it applies to somebody and they take a have a test, as much as possible, definitely one should definitely be careful and not do it on Shabbos and learn instead and spend the time doing mitzvahs on Shabbos, obviously. And obviously that's the biggest bracha you could have. You push it off and not to do these things on Shabbos. But if one needs to, it's coming Sunday, Monday, I just don't have time, there's no way, I'm not going to pass the test, whatever the case is, definitely one should talk to a Rav. For two sides, like I said, number one, the Hachana part, is it considered preparation for the week, number one, and number two, is it something that I'm allowed to read on Shabbos? Because if it's something you're not allowed to read or work on Shabbos Bechlal, obviously that's also to do whether you have a test or you don't have a test. So that's the other issue to deal with. So a person should just simply ask, right? Asei Lecha Rav, we just recently read in Pirkei Avos, Asei Lecha Rav, everybody should have a Rav to talk to and find out how these things work. And I do want to mention, we've mentioned in the past, if somebody, for whatever reason, and I've heard this in the past quite a number of times, does not have somebody to ask, please feel free to WhatsApp me, and if I don't have the answer, I'll get you an answer. We'll get you a number. There's many different numbers to call. There's beautiful Rabbonim out there, and they'll answer all your shailas. We'll get you the number 123. You'll have an answer. So if anybody feels whatever this situation or any situation at all comes up, just to WhatsApp me, and we will get you a number as soon as possible. Thank you for listening. Hatzlach and Baruch Hu.